Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research Extension Report, and today we have Caitlin Barthol, who is the Meredosine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent. And how are you on this beautiful day?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
Doing great. Getting ready for all the busyness coming up, all the activities.
Yes, for sure.
So what do you have going on?
It's never a downtime here in the Extension world. We always have some sort of program going on for our individuals in our counties or districts. And I just wanted to talk about a couple programs that are coming up in December, as well as a mark your calendar for an awesome program that's coming up in January. So first two programs that are coming up here in December, one of them is actually a partnership between the Frontier District, Coffee County, and Meredosine District. This is a Ag Profitability Conference. So this is actually a statewide program, but the Frontier, Meredosine, and Coffee Counties went together to be a host site for this conference. And we will actually be hosting this down in Burlington, so down there in Coffee County. This program, like I said, it's a statewide program, this Ag Profitability Conference. It's called Making Sense of a Shifting Ag Economy. This is an engaging conference that's going to explore the current farm financial landscape, which could be a little scary at times right now, especially right now, but we're hopefully going to be having a really good conversation for you farmers as well as beef producers. We are actually going to be bringing out one of our beef market producer guys and specialist from campus, and he's going to give a beef market outlook discussion at this conference. And so we'll be talking about the beef market, and then we'll also talk on ag policy and that One Big Beautiful Bill Act and what that is all about. Also talk about budgeting for the crop profitability, and also how international trade and tariffs will impact us or are impacting us, and farm transition considerations, and much more. So this conference is a day-long conference, like I said, down in Burlington at the 4-H building there at Kelly Park. That will be on Thursday, December 11th, and registration will start about 8:30 or so, and we should end about 2:30 in the afternoon. We will be providing a chili meal. I already know that we are be providing chili and cinnamon rolls for that day, and since we are providing the meal, we do ask that people RSVP just so we make sure we have enough food. And you can RSVP by calling the Burlington Extension Office at 620-364-5313. Or you can register online at the agmanager.info/profitability. And we are asking if you can register by December 5th, just so we make sure we get enough food for everybody. Again, that's the Making Sense of Shifting Ag Economy, Ag Profitability Conference. That will be December 11th down in Burlington. Now, another program that will be coming up in December is actually the last program of my Rural Living series that I've been hosting here in Paola. This series has been going on since September. It's been hosted on the third Thursday of each month. We've had some really good turnouts for the last three classes, but I'm hoping to get a lot of people coming out for this last class, especially those who might be new to a rural setting. So I am actually bringing out Mark Wallen, but he is our Miami County Emergency Management Coordinator. And so he's going to be talking about some basic safety concerns or considerations you should keep in mind when living in a rural area. Now, that will be Thursday, December 18th. I will be providing a meal at 6 o'clock that night, and the program should get going about 6:30. And again, since I'm providing a meal that night, I do ask that you call an RSVP at least the day before. That way I can make sure I have enough food for everybody. And then the last program that I really want people to mark their calendars for and attend is in January, and that is actually January 13th. Paola was actually selected as a host site for the Calving Management School. That is another one of the statewide programs, and we actually had to put in to host, and Paola was actually was selected as a host site. So mark your calendars for January 13th here at Paola at the Miami County Fairgrounds. It will be an evening program, and I will talk about this program at a later date. But go ahead and mark those calendars for January 13th and plan to attend.
And so everybody be sure and call in so they know that you're coming. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for the Frontier District 4-H Youth Development Agent, Jessica Florey.